hair out. Yep. I got my muscle ground. Giggles going all out.
Wow.
Jeez. Now, there it is. There it is.
It's been some time.
Oh, my gosh.
Back. It's been some time.
And better than ever.
Back and better than ever.
Wow.
Stronger. We got a full house,
too. We got
too.
A full house. You know what? I will say right now,
what
it is
got?
Equal dudes to girls. That has never happened.
That never happens. Especially
never
on radio.
Never on the radio.
Girls never like to hang out with radio
are
guys.
There are 3 and 3. There's 3 and 3 right now.
3 and 3.
3 dudes, 3 girls.
It looks like it's going to be a couple session.
Maybe.
Yeah, we got 2 couples.
2 couples.
It'll be interesting.
And a couple of stragglers.
And a couple stragglers. A
couple stragglers. But listen, this is Dave, and I'm Giggles.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on? Giggles, what's going on? I haven't seen you in, like... We haven't been on the air in a while.
We haven't been on the air
the last
in a
time we were
time.
On the air, we did Power Hour.
We did Power... Was that the last
that
time
we were on the
air?
That was the last time we were on the air.
Milk, coffee, and beer.
Beer.
And beer.
You got wasted.
I got wasted.
How was the rest of your night?
I was good. I went to a barbecue.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I went to my ex-girlfriend's place.
Oh, interesting. And we have your current girlfriend in-house.
Yes. Current girlfriend is in-house.
In-house.
We're not going to name any names.
We're not going to name any names.
Not going to name any names, but she is she's in-house, and she's going to answer some questions.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any questions set up for her?
No.
I have a lot of questions.
No.
We have a lot of questions set up.
I have a lot of questions.
All right.
Plan B McGee is in studio.
Plan B McGee is in
nice
studio.
Nice to be back. Nice to be given a second chance,
good to be here.
Guys.
It's good to be here. Who else we got in studio? Who else is in here?
We got, everybody's got their own nickname. We don't use real names here.
Whatever you want to use.
And we got,
It's time to make up a nickname on the spot.
It was like a Muppet.
Wristband Andy.
Wristbandy.
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 Wristbandy. Wristbandy's here.
Or Federer. Right.
Or Federer. We got the Federer in house. Interesting. Okay, who else we got?
Nelson.
Nelson.
Are you sure you're sticking with Nelson?
Nelson.
Really? That's the best?
That's the best you got?
I'm going like Lady Gaga.
All right, this is getting out of control.
We can
okay.
We could do Gagas.
Just everybody's got headphones on.
This is getting out of control. This is getting out of control. Everyone went out. What we did before this, we went out to dinner. We had a little sushi. We had a little BYOB. BYOB. We had three. This is actually a very funny, interesting conversation because we had 3 bottles of wine. Mike brought his own wine, managed not to open it, and brought his wine back.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
True giggles fashion.
Which I'm actually enjoying right now.
Good. Yes. I'm glad. I think you guys should drink all of it before we leave so he does not get any.
No, it's
so
very tasty.
Thanks, Giggs. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
We also had an interesting thing where we were talking about bathroom etiquette, where if you're in the bathroom or you're outside the bathroom and you're knocking. Okay. What do you think the etiquette is on that?
Just say,
I'm going to throw it over to Nelson first.
Okay, I just got to say, like, there's something about, like, when you're in a ladies' bathroom and it's a one-person bathroom and it clearly says on the little door thing, it's got that little slash design. It's like vacant,
yes,
not
yeah.
vacant. And it clearly yeah. says not vacant. And then all of a sudden somebody starts knocking on the door and you're like, okay, that's fine. But when they start pulling the handle and
as
you're in there, you're like,
giggles.
So what would happen exactly if you got in?
Well, I immediately cover
then
my
what
crotch.
Do we do? Like, you're
I
in.
I cover up.
Great. You made it so in. You showed in. Me you're angry. And now here we are. I'm here on the toilet and you're standing there. And this is just awkward. Like, it just comes
so
to a point where it's like
you're
your patience
there.
Is not a virtue.
No, it's not. If you're sitting there, someone comes in.
It's
what's
like,
your
oh,
initial
you got
reaction?
In. Great. You're so angry that you're going to fiddle with the door. Now,
are you going to freak out or are you
so
going to just
you're
sit
here.
There?
No, I would have been like,
you're just happy to
is this
be
what
wherever
you wanted
you
to see?
Whoa.
Is this what
that's
you wanted
you
to
do?
See?
She'll pee.
I hope you didn't.
Giggles
just
we
got Mrs.
Back.
Giggles chiming in here.
She'll pee in front of anyone. She'll pee in front of anyone.
Of anyone.
It's yeah. true. I'll be in front
would you
of
pee in front of the whole radio show?
Anyone here, I'm pretty positive.
She has a lot of siblings.
Federer's like, I don't know.
This is how Howard Stern got started.
All I'm saying is that I will pee
in front of me.
This is the makings of a great
all right.
show.
All right, let's bring it down. Let's bring it down.
Everyone just relax.
Like
everyone just
everybody
relax.
Just relax.
Lesbianically
I had a really good bathroom story yesterday. So yeah, last night, me and Scrap went out to the bathroom to drink, and we went to a pizza place. Rath wanted to go to the pizza place, so we went to the pizza place, and he went and waited on the bathroom, and he knocked, and someone said, "I'm in here." He waited some more. Some other guy who worked there came over and smashed on the door, like hard, right? All the while, I'm sitting at a table. I'm talking to some girl. And like, I don't really have any interest in her, but I was talking to her. Everything was really nice and pleasant. We were sitting at the same table, and as
what
Andy comes out, as Andy comes out, the girls who were in the bathroom before him sat down at the same table. So then Andy comes and sits down at the same table. So here I am having a nice conversation with this girl. Andy sits down, and him and this girl just start evil eyeballing each other. And everything goes to hell, and Andy goes, "Don't start with me, lady." And everything got really ugly after. Yeah. It just didn't work out.
Mm. Yeah. I had some foreign people come into my restaurant.
I can't
Italian.
Hear her. What's why can't
she's
I hear
right.
her?
She's all right.
What are her levels? Is it bad input?
Can you hear me? Can we hear me?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We calm down.
They wanted to know if lady was like a kind way to address like a female. Like, thank you, lady. Like, he was like saying that to me, his waitress, and I don't know. I kind of was trying to explain to him that lady is sort of aggressive. I don't know, because I feel like Andy took it to another level when he said lady,
lady
to me. It's aggressive.
That's an interesting
it's like,
thing.
I'm using it ironically, because you're not a lady.
I say ma'am a lot. Yes, excuse ma'am. Me, ma'am.
Well, that's ma'am. An interesting thing. We'll bring him back to the ladies again over here who are fooling around.
I don't think you should bring
but
him
in. But this is interesting. What a lady's like to be called? What the ladies like to be called?
Ma'am or miss? What? Why are you snapping? You got a microphone? Speak up.
I don't think anybody wants to be called ma'am.
Nelson, what's going on?
No, that's right.
I mean, ma'am is just...
Ma'am's
not
me.
I feel instantly
old.
40. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get called ma'am all day.
Do you see their mic
tables.
Etiquette right now? Like it's hanging the mic down, like below the couch. It's not even a couch. It's a futon.
Tell me what's going on.
They're just not. They're not even speaking into the mic. They just have no respect for this radio show right now.
It's just out of control right
now. Out of control. No respect.
Legs are all over the
legs
place.
Legs are everywhere. They're headphones.
She got unplugged.
We're gonna radio show.
All right, bring
I
this
think
together.
Everything you just
bring
said actually is a great advertisement for a radio show.
Right there.
How does it go again?
How does it go?
Mike's hanging down low, legs all over the place.
Legs all over
I'm
the
pretty
place.
Sure that
Mike is usually hanging
I'm
down
pretty
low.
Sure that sounds
and Nelson's
pretty positive.
Peeing in front of everybody.
Last I checked. And Nelson's peeing
in front of everybody.
Peeing in front of everybody.
I mean,
it's good.
Come on, you guys. Last I checked, that's all not right. a bad radio show.
I want to know what's on your mind. What gets your goat nowadays? You know, because you know, I tell you what gets my goat right now?
White
oil spill.
You have something on your
oil spill.
Oil spill.
Jesus.
What? Did I bring it down? Did I bring it down? What? Did I bring it down? Oh, everybody gets a little angry. Everybody gets a little angry.
No,
I think everyone.
I don't understand why you have a problem with it.
All right. Bring it down.
Yeah.
Bring it over here.
Yeah,
give her the mic. Give her the mic. She don't want it.
She doesn't want it.
She doesn't want it.
Mrs. Giggles don't want it.
She doesn't want it.
Don't call her Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. G, come on, man. I want you to explain what. I mean, how could you have a problem with the oil spill?
What about the oil spills? What about the animals? Meanwhile, we did just have sushi, so it's kind of it's uncomfortable conversation.
We just ate a lot of fish.
My sushi did have a
we did eat
like,
a
lot
of
fish.
Listen, dude, I just came from sushi, and we were talking about the fact that like killing the fish is whack.
They make sushi out of fish that's naturally died, though,
it
right?
It is whack.
No, they kill it.
No,
they,
oil spills are not okay.
It's no. Well, a specific oil spill that's just bringing the nation to its knees.
Terrible.
Nobody can figure out how to fix it.
It's
at
terrible.
All.
It's really
I mean,
sad.
How do you fix it?
They're saying not even till the fall is like when they think they're going to start
I mean,
getting it under control.
Of just oil I going mean, all over the place.
But that is, here's my thing is it's a man-made disaster that like knocked out like four or five
it's,
states.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
volcano
I mean,
in Iceland was not man-made. So there's like some things now, and the typhoons and the mudslides and shit. A lot of that's not man-made, but now like there's some like some dude in BP has got the like he can like excuse me f up like four states.
All right, so
whole
do you
ecosystem.
Think the president of BP should be fired
or hung?
Or BP is going to be
hung.
Sued like no other level.
Well, they already are. They're
yeah.
already being
they're
charged
being
like,
but be
like $35
but
billion.
It's
kind of
like slap
screwed.
On the wrist. You know what I'm saying? It's
I can guarantee
like,
they'll be so screwed that it's going to be like the screwedest thing you've ever seen.
I well,
it's going to be ugly.
What is that? What was that? Say
the
that again.
The screwedest thing you've
ever seen.
Like
it's going to be
oil.
Real ugly.
Yeah.
It's
screwed
gonna be
oil.
Screwed
that's
oil.
Good.
Ass oil it's done good. All types of wrong.
Oh my.
It's going to be fucked up. It isn't going to be right. Whatever it's going to be, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be right.
It's not going to be right.
Not
going to
be right.
It's not going to be good.
God.
I can say that for sure.
For sure.
Is this our ending? ending song.
No.
Is it on?
Bradley.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you guys want to play like an Alanis Morissette song?
That's a rough topic
song?
To bring
talk
up
about
right
some more.
I'm cutting to the core.
Exactly. It's 10 minutes in and you've cut to the core because it's that topic right now where it's like.
It's on the hearts and minds of everybody.
I can't find a positive light to it.
I think everyone
horrible.
Feels kind of about the same way
well,
about
this. Really
it's just
really sad,
like,
man.
Yeah, it's a
I
sad
mean,
thing. It's a pretty
horrible.
Horrible thing.
It's sad. And it's real sad.
And it so is. You've just brought the show to its knees. Really.
That's what Mike does. But that's what Giggle
yeah,
does.
Yeah,
he
brings the show to its knees.
To their knees.
You're always bringing things to their knees, right?
Yeah.
I'm just
how's
getting
that
real
go?
Topics.
That's what she said, right, guys?
If you're going to talk on Mike. You understand this. What's going on with you?
What's with your mic?
Seriously, are you like... Are you on the
who,
radio?
Me?
Or?
No,
this is out of
for
control.
The shake.
Are you actually beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's your fan plug.
You were going to impromptu.
This is uncomfortable.
Everyone needs a little fan, though.
Everybody needs a little fan every now and then.
Although it's cold now. It's
everybody
not
needs
on.
A fan to just worship them. And
but can everybody hear each other on
like
the
like a
headphone?
Fanatic?
Yeah.
You look good
I can't
over
hear
there.
Myself.
I will say that, is it Bands? Banzana? Right.
Banzana?
What was his nickname?
Federer.
No,
Federer.
Can we get a photo of Banzana?
He looks good, though.
He
looks
does
really
look
good.
Very
he
looks,
what am I doing? Right, that looks right, so good.
Here's all right, guys. Focus on me for a second.
Do you like
focus
the,
on
you
me.
Like,
he
you
looks
like,
really
you're the only one. All right, guys, right here. Focus on me.
All right.
Here's rule number one.
Got it.
Don't speak over anybody else. Try to speak, and then if you wait your turn, and then speak,
we should have gone over
it works a little bit better when you're listening to it because now as everyone is hearing is.
We should have ironed out these rules, though, before we started.
I
now
tried. You guys
live,
are a mess.
We're sort of
I actually felt like I knew the rules, and
I
just, like, since we started, it felt like the rules were there, but we were all just like, what
nobody
are rules?
Cares.
No, I mean, it's edgy radio, for sure.
No, it's
edgy.
It's more like, yeah, it's like one, well,
yeah,
for
it's
where
edgier.
I grew up, it's like 100.3.
Like,
did you guys have that radio station that was a little edgier than the rest?
Z100?
Is that what yours was?
Can you hear yourself?
I guess so.
Ours was
can
one 100.3, and it was like in the morning you listen, and they had like
the
dirty talk
zoo.
Radio show, and they
sure.
like weren't afraid to say stuff, and then they played like the coolest hip hop.
What kind
song
of stuff
recently.
Did they talk about? That got you a little
just
squirmish.
Like anything, you know. They do like a little improv,
like
they do a little
in
like
front
prank
of everybody?
Calling or like peeing in front of people.
Pee in front of
if
people.
You want to pee in front of people, that's fine. 100.3 is your place to go if you want to hear people peeing in front of people, right, guys?
can I take?
What do you got?
Like. You guys have all peed in public. What's your best pee in public story?
Oh, I'm sure I have plenty.
You know, I
gotta.
Can
off
I?
The mic
you gotta throw it.
Ready for this one? He was unsheathed.
All right.
For my that cap. One. My cap came off.
All right. So give it to somebody. Throw
got,
it to somebody.
I mean,
I've got a little bit.
I've got a little bit of confession to make. I'm not good at peeing in public.
Really?
No.
Is it a weird thing for you?
Yeah, I get a little stage fright. And I don't think it's that big of a thing to admit because I imagine that most people have this.
No. Now, Federer, what do you when you say in front of in public?
Like,
is it like
science?
When you go to the movie theaters and it's like you're at in the urinal next to somebody, or is it like out behind a tree?
Well, like in or general, like I'm not very comfortable peeing right next to some guy in the
urinal.
So,
like, urinals are not your
I like to have at least one urinal space.
You need a space.
Yeah. I need one urinal space.
All right.
I could see that.
Is that okay? I mean, is that fair?
It's
like, yeah, it's cool.
Them.
Help me out.
Like, it's peeing. Like, peeing is like the homeostasis. Like, whenever I pee, I lost my headphones.
Where are you going with the homeostasis?
Homeostasis. I feel like whenever I... Can I hear... There.
Do you mean to say homeostasis?
You lost yourself.
I lost yourself. There it is. Homeostasis. Whenever I pee, I'm brought back.
Get back to center.
I get back to center. I'm like whizzing, and I'm like, I am peeing into
really?
The toilet. Right?
It's
that
personal
moment.
Time.
It's that moment that it's like,
okay.
It's just
little
me.
Personal time.
Nobody else is there.
I don't really mind.
Yeah.
I actually,
yeah, but
because
is,
urinals,
yeah, but sometimes there
I
is
actually
someone
like to
there.
Stand back a little
one
bit.
One at a time. One at a time.
Because there's like pee on the floor,
no,
so I'll stand back
made
a little
the rule.
Bit.
He knows.
I know.
Because it's really nasty. You know, like you're going to get the pee on the floor, so you don't want to step on that. So I stand back a little bit. I don't care who's next to me. You can be next to me all you want. I don't care about that. But I don't think it's weird. I think I understand
listen,
it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wait,
listen here.
The girl talk.
I have pee. I can pee in front of somebody. Every now and then when you're like dating someone, you get a little fear pee. So you just turn the water on. And you're like,
I've done
got
that.
It now.
I do the fear
you
shit,
a little,
though.
Like, inspiration. A little. Okay, fear shit. I will not. I will say, though, that on that topic, I have dated someone that thinks that bathroom time is like an intimate time. Like, we should all be in there together no matter what number we're doing. That is not
yeah.
okay.
But you'll pee in front of anybody.
Peeing in front of someone is totally cool. It's like, everybody pees. Wait. It doesn't smell. It's not uncomfortable. It's just sort of like,
sometimes
every now and then,
have you ever had asparagus?
Turn the water on. Oh, and it's like a little green, a little not right, a little upsetting maybe if you're the other person.
Sure.
But otherwise, if you're just peeing, you get a little free pee. You turn the water on. It's like, can't hear it anymore. And then it's like, all right, easy riding.
Easy rider.
Let's go.
I have so many questions.
Dennis Hopper, go on.
Cheers to that. I just have to ask a question. You were with a guy wanted to go number two in the bathroom.
You know
when
him
you
well.
Were
you
there?
Know him well. You know.
God.
Some people
no.
seem to think going to the bathroom God. Is like, let's socialize. This seems like a good time. We
That's
mean, you know what? Does anyone want tea?
All right. I like where I this
like,
is going.
I like the text when I'm taking a shit.
No,
I know you like, text me all the time.
Do talk about the
You're
fact that if I'm
dialer.
Going to the bathroom,
yes,
I don't
is.
Have a problem with talking on the phone.
God.
Listen.
I
don't
talk on the phone anytime.
Bring it over to Fetter.
I don't read when I'm deucing.
No.
I don't think that doesn't relax me. It kind of like
no.
it kind of makes me a little like weirded out. It
no,
makes me
just,
it makes me distracted
so what
from
do you
what
do?
I'm doing.
What do you do?
I just
talk on
do
the
it.
Phone.
You just do it.
Do you ever talk on the phone or maybe?
No.
Well, obviously you do.
I've talked on the phone for sure.
I never talk on the phone.
I can't tell you
no,
how many times
like
I've like been on the phone no. with a chick. And been like, oh, can you hold on 1 second? And I'll put the phone out in the living room, go back
and
in, flush the toilet, wash the hands, and come back and be like, yeah, I just...
The truth is, everyone goes through this.
Yoga.
Where you flush yoga. And all of a sudden you forgot that you were talking, going to the bathroom, and they're like, what was that? And you're like, I don't know, it was I'm out, wash, water. And it's like a little...
It just started raining.
It's like, I flushed the toilet, man, and I peed, I did my thing, we're on the phone, it's fine, everybody's fine.
All right, so what's all right, so we're talking about going number two in the bathroom, obviously. It's gotten really dirty right here.
It could be number one.
Or what number one, or I'm talking about number two.
Point
what's an appropriate length of time to be in there? So
it's
you're
really,
in there.
Dude, the longer the better. If you're having a phone conversation, you can get so,
phone
much,
conversation
so much phone time done.
That's what I would said. Like up to 10 minutes allotted for sitting on the toilet and reading New York Magazine.
I read the
Approval Matrix. Where they put like all the different things of the week and like, you know, random little things.
I love the approval metrics.
It's the little grids on the squares or I don't know, whatever it is, it just makes everything
it's a
just
brilliant
flow
thing.
Properly.
Makes it rock.
I really have gotten to the point where I need to I had poop problems as a kid.
What was your poop problem?
IBS? No,
IBS?
What no. about that not talking while other people
Sorry.
Are talking?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Giggles. No, I didn't poop for like 2 or 3 weeks once because I was afraid.
That's horrible.
Poop. So I had to go to the hospital and get it
pooped out.
Yeah. We went on a vacation to France and I did for 2 weeks and I didn't go the whole time.
You were afraid to shit.
And so my dad had to make a poop chart for me.
A poop
and
chart?
Yeah. If I did, you know, a number of poops during the week, then I would get some candy. Ironically, it was always Tootsie Rolls.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am
sense.
Serious.
That's
I
amazing.
Met one of the
That's
Philadelphia
disgusting.
Eagles in the hospital when I was there. I was in the hospital. I was 5. I didn't want
to
poop. I thought it would hurt. So I would hold it back, and I held it back for 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's weird that you... I mean, has
now
anyone
I love to poop.
Has anyone oh, else ever experienced that, like, going overseas or going somewhere and just not being able to... I don't feel like that's so
you
rare.
You mean like constipation or just
yeah,
not being able to
just
go?
A little constipation.
Too scary for me.
Dude,
yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Why do you got to go to overseas to have constipation? It's just not a pretty
well,
safe
Well, just traveling, maybe not being in
yeah,
your
absolutely.
Home zone.
Traveling?
Not being
oh,
on
I
your
know,
home throne. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Home
I definitely
home
know
throne.
Constipation
home
while
throne.
Traveling. It's no fun, man.
I
it
wait
hurts.
Till I get to the home throne.
Has anybody, who's not shit outdoors? Like at a beach or like in a forest?
I don't think I've ever.
No,
I never have.
Like camping shit. Has anybody taken a, who's not taken a camping shit?
I have not taken a camping
shit.
Shit.
No, I've done it. All right, I'm
why
just
are you
saying,
raising your
I,
hand?
I want to know.
Heard
this salty You're not a camping girl.
No, I grew up by the beach. We were Philly people, so we did the Jersey Shore.
Philly.
Man.
But you never, like, dug a hole in the sand and took a deuce?
What's Cheshire. That? Can I get what that was? Where are you from?
No, I am from Philly.
Oh.
I just, you know, Philly. It's a rough town.
I don't know
I'm
where
Philly
you're going with that.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
It's like the 610.
610.
Dude, 215, man.
It is just 610, but mine's actually the 484, so.
You're 484.
But I do remember when area codes, when they were first like, so chimes are changing, so we're going to start using area codes. We were the 610.
Area
we
code
610.
Talk.
Area code talk.
Can you guys name your first area code with the first telephone?
610 was it. That's what I'm saying. 610, and then I'm not going to say the rest because my parents still live there.
303.
Not the same area code, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Same area code.
Look at that.
We were up.
303.
I was 813. 813.
This is what we're going to talk about.
What? Zip codes?
Area codes.
Not what?
It's only interesting to you and maybe the other people.
It has
that
nothing
have
to do with zip codes, actually,
in,
as a matter of fact.
All right, so we were talking about going to the bathroom with significant others in present, right? Yeah. What other embarrassing things, like when you're starting a relationship? We got a couple people who are starting relationships relatively.
Like when somebody farts.
Yeah, farting. So farting is a big, big embarrassing
but
thing.
Why?
Who is it more embarrassing
so
for? Who is it more embarrassing
for? It
shouldn't
be
who doesn't
at all.
Fart.
But it's
yes,
for the person.
Yes.
I think it's the person who doesn't do it.
Well, it depends. Are we assuming that the person who farted acknowledged
it's,
the fart?
I think you're always better
well,
off
but here's the thing.
Mike always does.
Here's
do.
The thing. I think Giggles. I feel like sometimes people don't acknowledge it.
You're always better laughing it off. Because I did it somebody who, like, there was a moment where a couple of times there just an overwhelming smell would take over the room. He got in the car once, and then, like, 30 seconds later, horrible smell. I'm not even kidding. And
was
he didn't
Giggles?
Say anything. No. He didn't say anything, and it didn't make a noise, so I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on, and I wanted answers, and I wish he had just addressed it.
But you knew what was going on.
No, I still don't
to this
day.
You still don't know?
You're
not sure?
You do. You know what's going on.
Mm. He just, like, can't control his, like, silent but deadlies?
Apparently not.
Maybe sometimes you take a risk.
Sometimes you gotta
risk for it. Is better
I think this girl's gonna be okay with
or
it.
Or sometimes you take a risk being like, this isn't gonna smell. And you're like, and you're like, yeah. And you're like really disappointed because it does.
Oh, I mean, I never, I would, it would be a fool's gamble to
no,
assume
fool,
that my
you're a fool's
fart
advocate
would not smell.
If you think that farting isn't happening.
Well, and
is what you are.
If you think it's not gonna smell.
Not gonna
fart
smell.
If it
well,
smell.
Everyone
smells.
I mean, I'm gonna admit, Federer, I swear. Sometimes my farts don't smell.
No, true story. Farts
don't
have to
you.
Smell.
Nothing don't. It all depends on what you're eating.
I feel like the silent are silent but deadly, but the rest are.
That's true. I
just
guess
like
the
they're just nothing.
Noise,
they're just like
just
a little something that had to happen.
Yeah.
All right, here I got the next question for you. What's okay. more embarrassing, a fart? Or while you're having sex, you get the queef.
The queef.
The queef.
I think queefs are funny.
No, queefs are
funny.
I laugh at
funny.
Queefs.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed. I actually think queefs. It's hilarious, and I'm like, that's great, because I could have not been... Never mind. That's inappropriate conversation.
There's nothing inappropriate for this show.
Yeah.
I was going to say I could have not been appropriately turned on enough to make that sound.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because the queef is a good sign. The queef is probably like,
well,
shit's going on
also,
down there. It's a little sloppy. It's whatever
but the
it
thing
is.
Is that
now,
many...
Whoops, we made a sound.
many areas of the world think that farting or burping is a positive thing. After you've eaten, you let a little gas out to say this was satisfactory.
Yeah,
so isn't queefing the same?
Exactly. Good times, guys.
Good times. Good show. Dave, you look good.
You guys look really
good.
All right, we're going to move on to the next topic.
No, everybody
since we
looks
got
great.
Couples in house.
Thank
it's
God
true.
There are
couples
other
in the
topics.
House.
At what point in a relationship do you get into exes?
Exes.
What do you mean get into them?
First day.
Start talking about
first day, you're like, listen,
you
you're
start
not my
the
ex,
first
so
day?
Like, make me, you know.
Day one through 100?
Only 100.
Day one.
Only 100? You only
after
get to 100.
You're done.
Day one.
It's not true.
Yeah, day one.
Day one.
Day one?
It seems to always come up on this.
Well,
like,
you know, the last
if
day.
Matter,
I
yeah. day
one at a time. One at a time.
I got to tell you, I've been on a couple dates where, honestly, as soon as, like, talking about your previous relationships comes up, somehow, like, that you break some sort of barrier. And so
yes.
I feel like there's something about it because, like, you want to know. I mean, man, I feel so stoned right now. But, like, you want to know what's been going on with that person before you're
so you
want to
know the history.
Yeah.
You want to know a little history. You want to know, like, do you kill people?
Yeah.
Do you?
All right, so what's more important, past relationships, family, or friends?
Oh, that's a good question, Dave.
Equal. I think past relationships, because that's what most immediately applies to you.
Yeah. Sexual relationship.
Yeah.
Or
well, that's
so along those lines.
That's how you can, because that's what you're just getting into with somebody.
But what if,
so.
What if? All right, so say a person has a sexual relationship with an ex, right? And they want to completely change themselves and be completely different. So everything that they tell you about this person, they don't want to live anymore. They were like, I'm done with that. Mm. But you're going to judge them based on that. So they're trying to change while you're going to now look at them in a light where they don't want you to look at them.
Right.
So now you're getting into a relationship you want to know on the first day where they don't want you to know on the first day.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. Getting real heavy in
here. Dude, all I'm saying is that
almost
think
as heavy
that
as crude oil.
Your past relationships crude oil. Couldn't tell you more about yourself, and I think that for me, I'd rather them know right away just because it's like, so this is what's happening. This is what's something. Here.
This is why you're crying?
All right, so on the same token, do you talk about how many partners you've had?
I have no problem talking about it.
No, on the same first day, do you go, all right, this is how many exes I have. This is how many people I've slept with.
I don't personally bring it up. I'm not like, so anyway, I know. Like, so I'm like youngest of seven. I'm like, oh my God, did I tell you how many people I have sex with? Like, it's not like that. But I
Why
would
did
say,
you always go, all just go like Valley on us?
Well, because I feel
is
like
that the way you, used
you
to
have
talk?
To be a little stupid to think that that seems like a good conversation for anyone.
But every guy
date.
Wants to know. The, like the first date.
So if you want to know, then
first
ask
date, he's like,
me.
I want to know how many chase. Chicks this dude's blowed.
So if you want to know. Okay, that's inappropriate.
That's so giggles.
That's inappropriate. But if you,
I'm
going like,
to solo that. We're going to put that
you,
on the website.
If you wanted yes. to know. Like, if you actually like someone and you wanted to know how many people they slept with. And if they actually were respecting you and thought you had a connection on a date, I'm pretty sure they'd probably answer correctly. Or they'd probably
well,
lie,
also
but then
the
you
rule,
can get out of them.
The
like,
rule of every time a guy says it, take away.
Two?
No, you take away. You don't take away half. Every time a girl says it, you add half.
Ooh.
That is
wow.
absolutely.
I've dated a guy, though, where I got was probably like a third. And then 3 dates later, I was like, whoa.
We
how
are
many? Because sometimes I feel like, in general, anyone's ashamed. Like, they feel like it makes them look
after a certain point in your life, you start, the number starts getting up there. You're like, oh,
why would you be ashamed of something
You're
like
let's
this.
See.
We
are
this close
I think
to all
I
going
am.
Around the circle and saying the numbers.
Regardless, though, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
Okay.
It means nothing when you're dating someone.
Except, though, that now you get into the
if
whole,
it's
like,
a crazy number,
eighth
does.
Grade sex ed class where you're like, okay, this person slept with five people. Now you're sleeping with him, and he now slept with you and those five people. Yep.
Did you guys see 6 Degrees of John Mayer?
Oh,
and the
man,
it was U.S.
Yes,
it was like a sure. great graphic thing. It was like
good.
Who John Mayer slept with and who they slept with and who
wow.
they slept with. And it was kind of like it was a 2-page spread.
And we've all
it was
slept
big.
With John
Did I ever
Mayer,
tell you that John Mayer's
no,
brother slept
true.
On my couch during college?
I slept
no
with
way.
John Mayer so many times.
Ben?
It's weird.
Ben. You know Ben?
I think who hasn't? About my brother Ben.
Ben is
I
a lunatic.
Every day.
Do you guys?
He's a good guy.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Would you okay?
The legs crossed.
Okay,
I wish that everybody could see
if
this.
If someone had slept with 30 people and had 0 STDs, but someone had slept with 2 people and had some sort of STD, even
luck.
even the most curable one, who would you respect more?
Ooh, that's
the guy with 30
the boy that
and no
everybody.
Disease. That's so easy.
Because he ain't got no stitches.
Yeah.
The guy with 30 and. You don't have to pass the mic to me.
Fair enough.
I love it.
Oh, right.
I could talk to him. The guy with 30 that hasn't, because obviously he's picking people that aren't gross. Not that anybody that has it has anything is gross, but like the odds are good somehow for him. Like he's gotten 30 people. And you know what? As a girl, I get a little turned on with some of
Well, I might not.
Okay.
I know they know what they're doing. I like that.
You like that?
I don't need it, but it's you know.
But
it's
you like it. You like someone
I'd
who's
like
a little
to talk
more.
About the number. Absolutely.
Get it down.
I want to know their level of experience. I want to know
they could
what they bring to the table
right now.
Sorry,
well,
and
he's
if
not
it's two STDs,
here's
then
the thing:
so
he got fed.
Is if you got 30 and no STDs, that's experience. If you got an STD, that's a liability.
Yeah.
Well, if you have 30, I mean, let's face it. You're gonna have an STD.
Unless they only sleep with virgins.
You have to be really careful.
Yeah. Well, I brought up this topic before, where I thought like maybe STDs were like the new evolution.
Oh God, don't start with that.
It was like the dinosaur. It was like the bird.
I thought you didn't even believe in
evolution.
Don't start with that.
To like humans is like the new STD. Like
you came in here last time.
Is the new
and you said
the
herpes,
next human race.
Herpes
is
a good thing.
It's the next human race. Like the herpes blister.
It's
like,
gonna
you
start
know,
evolving. It's gonna
start
talking
evolving.
To you.
like answering your telephone calls. You know, like you know, when Sprint and Verizon call you, it's herpes. It's like herpes are like the new.
It's your herpes.
This is the most ridiculous conversation we can have.
It's like the new telemarketers are computerized herpes.
What does that have to do with moving
forward? They're shipping
forward
our jobs out to herpes. Bastards.
Jesus.
I wanted that telemarketing job.
All right. Getting on to the next topic. We got a couples, early couples, relatively couple couples. Early couples.
You can't say it's couple.
I know, because it's a big topic of the night.
You're into the couple thing.
What? That's because I got you guys here, so I'm going to utilize it.
All right.
So what is the best date you've ever been on?
Oh, man.
And this best really date. Goes out to the girls, because...
No,
girls like to be
fair.
Wined and dined.
Yeah. No, I think
they
the
look
guys,
surprised.
Andy had something. He said, oh, man, right away.
What is the best date Fed took you out on?
He's like, get it right, bitch. Get it right.
this just got rapey.
Let's got see. Rapey? Got rapey?
Let's see. I can't hear best my, date Andy is taking me on.
Federer.
Great. He's a bit exposed. First grade date. For the love of, let's see. Let's just do the first date. The first date was a kick-ass one. I'm gonna say my birthday date was real kick-ass.
All right, what happened?
And we went to a bar, and right. It was real my style, so it was real cool, and. We had some champagne, and then we went to another bar and restaurant. We had a kick-ass, delicious, wonderful dinner, and then we went and saw music, which is one of my favorite things to do, at some other cool dive bar, which is another thing that I truly adore. And then we went to the bar that I loved so much the first time to have more champagne, because it was kick-ass the first time, and it was very much enjoyed, and to appreciate it once more. And then we finished off there and then went home. So that was pretty good. And then we took a cab home, which cabs are pretty fancy.
Cabs are fancy.
I don't know
fancy.
If you guys have been in one of those
Dude,
before.
Dude, cabs are big time.
If
you catch
home,
a cab for
really
a chick, they
breezy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the gypsy cab, too. Yeah.
Really? Is that a little dirty?
Yeah, but like they're kind of a waste of time. I feel a little sad taking those home. There's the right and the wrong time to take the gypsy cab. That was not the right time. Mm. It was a good time for a yellow cab. It was a real short ride. That
well,
was
that's,
it.
That's great.
But I feel like the day before that was even better, because it was one of those dates that everything goes completely wrong. And I feel like those are the best dates. The dates where everything goes wrong, and it's like, if a day goes really wrong, you'll know if you like somebody or not, because either you're going to have fun no matter where you go and how you deal with the situations that go wrong, or
like
you're
going
to have a horrible time because it's like, this is real awkward.
I like it. All right. Moving on to the next topic.
Good topics. These are
moving
deep.
On to the
these
next
really
topic.
Good.
We're going. Really it's a couple night. It's a couples night for the ladies. This is for the ladies. This is going out to all the ladies in the house.
To all the ladies.
You look so good, dude.
Thanks, buddy. All right. So you guys went on a lot of dates before you became couples.
No.
How many dates do you go on before you give it up?
What, the cherry?
You give it up.
What do you get?
What do you
the,
mean?
You mean
before
the,
you give it up?
Your business.
Your business.
Business. Before you get down in the dirty.
I think if you're like maybe seven or eight
dates you go on before.
Seven or eight dates.
All right.
I mean, you get to know her a little bit. You like
that's coming from a guy.
You get like a last name, you know, like make sure you get the last name.
Seven what? Or eight.
What?
Fed, what do you think?
She's unplugging stuff. We got,
well,
we got,
he's a guy, so I'd cut that in half. I guess.
Yeah, you gotta cut that in half.
Yeah.
Like three or four. Yeah. I think that's a realistic number.
I say like one is. I mean,
so that night, that first night, you go back to the house and
it
you get
what you want.
Strip
it
them down.
On
it
like,
depends on what you want.
All right, okay.
Well done, Plan B.
All right, we'll start off with you are interested in him or say her. You're interested in him and you're like, I like this guy. I'd like to get to know her. How long does it take before you give it up? You're not looking right now. We're not talking about like, oh man, I'm at a party and I want to get laid tonight.
Dude, I feel like that's the type of thing you can't like plan and or talk about how you would have planned it. I feel like that's just one of those things that it's.
But
like,
do you try to hold it off? Do you try to put it off and be like, all right, I'm not
gonna. Of course you do.
I'm not gonna do it until you give in.
Of course you do, dude. This cat.
This kid over here giggles. Tell me what's going on over here. Giggles, you're giggling up a storm.
Giggles has a thought.
He's living up to his name,
dude.
I can't hear myself.
Of course you think about
it's
it. Like,
heavily,
of course
like,
you're gonna think about it. You're
plan
gonna,
B
you know,
McGee.
You're gonna analyze it. You're gonna overdo it. You're gonna overthink it. And the truth of the matter is you're just gonna do whatever you're feeling on that night. That's
like it.
Check. I'm back.
What is your weirdo name?
Back.
Beck.
I'm back.
What's going on
no,
over
I
there?
I couldn't hear myself. And then
oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, it was a little combination of that and talking about like what guy's
well, you keep saying Plan B McGee. What did
but
Plan
you
B
started
McGee?
Fiddling with my headphone jack, and I couldn't
don't do
hear myself.
She said, oh.
Don't do this. You guys, if you guys could see the hands, if you could see the hands.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I won't do that anymore.
It's a good Let's song.
It, it is a good song. Well, we're talking about getting naked, so Undone, the sweater song.
I like it.
Good times, guys. All right, what's going on?
There it is.
So did you, we'll get into a little topic, topical topics, newsworthy.
Topical topics with David.
Did you guys hear about Vandersloot?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So the girl he was allegedly murdered in, that Holloway girl,
right.
got off
oh.
on it.
Oh, the Dutch guy.
And then gets picked up on another murder
oh,
charge.
Oh, the guy who wants to become a woman?
No, not the guy.
Oh, I'm really thinking of a different guy.
He's like a global
he's
serial
been doing
killer.
This,
he's
this,
pretty much a global
this
serial
This guy's
serial
kind of
killer.
Doing the same thing, but he's been caught, like, he was trying to change himself to a woman before he got caught.
Really? I didn't hear
this
about
is,
this
story. Yeah, it's a different
Where
one.
Is he?
Let's
Over
just
in
focus
Thailand
on this.
Or something?
No, he got caught.
Where'd he get caught?
Somewhere. On a plane. He got eyed. But let's say, but task on hand.
All right, what do you got?
The one you had was good.
What's that?
Something about a rapist.
The old rapist.
Vandersloot.
No, Vandersloot's
a murderer.
A murderer.
Yeah. Same
he is
difference.
A well,
rapists are murdering you. Your
I think,
souls.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, she's gone, dude.
That's how good out. Our show is.
She really loves your show.
We have a guest that passed
Dave
out.
Dave and Giggles will put you to sleep.
That was nice. That was nice. All right. I think the best thing that's working for us tonight is dating. We're filling the people
dating
in on dating.
No, I quit. Just kidding. Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles. All right, so when you're going out on a date, how important is it for a guy to have a good job?
So not important. Not like, important. I'm just kidding. That's the opposite of what I meant to say. Get a job.
Girls want guys that can...
All right, so, but here's the difference. You can either go out with a guy who's got a really good job, or you can go out with a guy who's a starving artist who really has passion.
It just all depends.
Listen,
yeah.
I've done them all. Let me just say, starving
You've
artist is
all.
Really fun.
We can get into numbers.
Yeah.
No, it's
starving
true.
Artist.
I'm a starving artist, so I feel like starving artist is not attractive. I mean, it's not attractive. Excuse me.
If we were in therapy, we have to take a minute to go through that. Because Freud would be rolling
pause,
over his gear.
Pause. What I meant to say is starving artist is not attractive. However, they're two totally different things. They're two totally different men. An artist and like a regular whatever dude is two totally different
what,
men. So
what
it
makes
has
them different?
The point is, it has nothing to do with what they're making. Is you have to completely put that aside and just be like, what kind of dude am I trying to date?
Tell me what's different about them, though.
Their personalities, their interests, their humors, their everything.
Yeah, but every guy is different.
Yeah, but totally. But wouldn't you say artists and, like, guys with a regular day job are totally different?
Yes. Like, babe, I ain't got no money, but let's go out and have a good time.
Ms. Giggles is used to hearing that.
Totally.
There's kooky, crazy accountants.
There are a couple.
Boring actors.
But even, like...
artists.
Totally, totally. No, it's true. That's what I'm saying. It really, it has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with how they are and what makes it worth what they do.
Money is the 75% like reason people fight. Or it's something.
Oh, of course
it's like,
it is.
It's high
That's
up
the
there. People always fight
trashy.
About money.
Statistic.
I don't know the exact numbers.
75%, I would say, is pretty accurate, if not more.
They all fight about money. It's like, well, you just spent $300 and getting your hair done.
I mean, it's made up. It's a made up statistic, which is it is what it is.
Yeah,
totally.
But right. I would say it's pretty accurate.
All right, I have a question for the ladies. What makes the bad boy so appealing?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
Bad boy.
That's
right?
A good question.
Okay,
it's a really good question.
I
what
have,
I'm here for.
I have figured out the answer as well. I have a really good answer because if he's a dick to people. But he likes you. It makes you feel cool.
I think it comes down to you want to change him. You think you can? You're the only one in the world who can change this bad boy.
Oh my gosh! Someone's better.
No, I'm not better at all.
I think that it is that
don't
you don't realize
him. I like
he's
that they're a bad boy.
I think sometimes, or you don't even realize he's the bad boy, and it's like maybe something about the fact that you watch with everybody else, and you're like, why do you act so silly? But when they're with you, they're like the weakest, like sweetest,
and it makes you
most
feel
beautiful
special.
Thing ever. or if it doesn't even make me feel special because of the way I, maybe because of the way you see the weather of everybody else, but it makes you realize that your love is so real, or it's whatever, because it's like bad boys always.
I don't think that means the love is real. A, I just
no,
think
but bad boys always have. They're not bad boys. That's just
bad
a front.
Boys.
They have a good heart.
I've had
They've
bad boys be mush
heart.
And then be a bad
What's
boy
song?
The next day
bad
and an
boys.
Asshole.
Bad boys. Always come on, you know that song from the 80s.
Bad boys, bad boys.
No.
Oh, what All you right, gonna this, do?
That's Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
I figured why not, no, though. Because whatever boys, he was saying, we're not getting.
Always trouble.
All right, so at this point boys, in your life, you guys are boys. Like, you're not in your college years anymore.
No.
Do you want a bad boy now, or you, or... Like, you know, like, as you get older, I think the bad boy thing gets a little less and less and less. Am I wrong about that?
Yes.
No more bad boy thing. No
you
more
want, like, the you paycheck
boy. So you're looking for the guy who's steady, who's not going to be that bad boy.
I'm
not
you
looking
learn your for, lesson after a while.
Yeah. I'm not looking for the paycheck
going.
Boy. I'm just looking for... I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking for what feels right. And hopefully they won't be a mess. That's all. That's
I
all you can hope.
I think everyone's a mess.
I think everyone's a mess, but I'm hopefully they aren't a mess for you. I think that's all you can wish. I don't think it's about bad boy or good boy. I think it's just hopefully it won't be a mess. That's
hopefully.
All. That's all you can wish for is that it won't be a mess.
It's true.
It's true. Chicks are expensive, dude. You want to take girls out?
No, they're not.
Dinners, presents.
Boys are
time.
Expensive.
Why are boys expensive?
What?
Why are boys expensive?
Boys are
yeah,
really
I
expensive.
Yeah, I have to disagree. I think
yeah,
that
I think
feel bad for guys having to pay
expensive.
For everything. Honestly, girls are
expensive.
About
Cats and Dogs Radio.
They
show
are?
And
it's
I really,
Cats and Dogs Radio.
Girls are this. Guys are that.
I think girls are expensive.
Well, you have
Do
a
you
rare
think girls
girl.
Are expensive, Andy?
They can't be.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
If you wanna,
what are you
like,
talking about?
They can't be.
Guys
yeah.
pay for everything.
Then they should be. Like, girls, like...
Even if you don't let them always
the
pay,
rare
they
birds.
Pay more.
The rare birds. They want to, like, be showered with diamonds and love and affection. They want to be like, you know, they want to be like, oh, I'm a princess. I'm a princess.
Who are you dating?
Yeah, who are you, Diddy?
Yeah, who
yeah.
are you dating?
Give me some diamonds, Giggles.
What do you think, Federer?
Like, you have the coolest, like, most low-maintenance.
You think girls
father.
Are like that?
She's, like, asleep right now.
Well, I feel yeah. like they can be.
That's how low-maintenance she is.
They're not always.
Explain
yeah.
yourself, Federer.
Apparently.
I feel like girls can be... Oh man, I'm coming into like in the middle of a conversation. I feel like
no,
I had to
cool.
get up and go to the bathroom.
It's cool,
but I think that I think they can be like
experiences are always welcome.
Okay, so for example, I had a girl. I not a girlfriend. I Come dated sure. this girl a few times, and every time we'd go out, you know the you know because the guy like if you go out the first. You know, the first couple dates, definitely the guy pays for it.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that it, I mean, I would love to pay for it all the time, but, you know,
Good
I'm
answer.
A fucking artist and, you know, I can't always do that. But I definitely think that, you know, the chivalrous thing to do is pay for the first date or two. So
where
I
do
went
you
with
stop?
This girl.
Where do you stop?
See, I don't really know, but I think that eventually. It becomes like something that's not just a given, and I was dating this girl who just always took it like the check would come and it would just sit there.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
and it became to a point where I would just like try to test it and see if she would like ever mm-hmm. look at it or like if I picked it up if she would ever say anything.
That's
and
so
instead
rude.
Of instead of coming back from her getting used to me paying, as soon as I would pick up the check she'd go, "Thank you."
Oh wow. I think and on you know, I mean I agree that men should pick up the tab in the beginning, but I think it's so rude for a woman to not pick up or make at least a cursory attempt to like reach for your wallet and let the guy say, you know, no. Even on the second
but
date, even on the first
like
date, I just do the little reach for the
Don't
wallet.
Get me started.
I think it's rude to
Don't
assume that the guy's gonna pay forever.
Are
I,
all girls
why?
Like that, though?
Because
right. And
you know,
I
don't think it's fair. I just think it's really rude when women do that. And a lot of women are used to that. They just do not pay.
Right.
Ever.
And Nelson, no, I
don't
think that
all
girls are like that. That's why I said I think that there are some girls. It depends on the girl. You know what I mean? But this girl particularly, it would just
oh,
really frustrated me because
yeah.
I was just kind of like, what do you like? I mean, I'm happy to pay for this.
Think- would you
but
say that was
at least
that she
at least
still...
try and make at least try and be like, let me get half of it, and so I can be like, no,
right? Or if she picks a place
or whatever,
if
yeah.
you're like, listen, I could just do some street meat and like a tall boy, and go back to your place and get dirty.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
But if she's like, I want to go out for some like Thai food and a wine bar, and you're like, okay, well, if you're gonna pick the place. And you're going to pick the bottle of wine, then at least like throw some bones my way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Throw some
though.
Bones.
I really
throw
do.
Some bones. What?
What are you all fussy about, Nelson?
Yeah, there's fussiness.
Nelson's
like a little fussy. Fussy.
That was a fussy sigh
in that head over there.
No, I was actually just thinking. I was responding to everyone. I was thirsty. I became thirsty.
You got thirsty.
Yeah.
Thirsty for knowledge.
Yeah. And booze.
Think about that. All right. I'm on a website right now. It's askmen.com. And here's a question they have.
Are you just reading questions from like?
I'm looking up. I'm just.
Is this
like
the radio
full,
show right now?
Like full on.
Hey, someone's got to lead this show.
Of, it's like, true. Women right now.
All right. What's the most important thing that men don't understand about women that they should?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I really don't know. I think a woman.
Why
wrote
would
that
you
question.
Know? You're not a woman.
I think a woman wrote that question.
Son of a bitch.
No, I think a dude wrote it and was like,
yeah,
dude,
dude was like, how can I get
answers.
This girl's panties?
I feel like there's nothing specific. I feel like there's a million things.
Wait,
I feel like that
again?
there's this old time
it's like a trick question.
Perception of women that
loaded
everybody puts
question.
On them, and it's like we still make the same types of jokes that like we might have made 50 years ago, that like women are these really needy, like just so demanding women, and women these days are not. And I feel like there's this huge perception that they are. And if people would just step in there a little, if they would tread a little lightly and just like see that, like most women now, I feel like half of the problems with creating relationships are that women now are so demanding of their like acceptance as a woman that it sometimes creates them to be too independent and too whatever. And that more so would be a hinder in a relationship.
Activia.
No,
you know, like yogurt.
I will
like
say that
girls
is
that,
it.
Like want to poop.
Activia.
Like you gotta poop.
And it's
there's
yogurt. And didn't it fucking Carol Burnett or like what was her
no,
name?
No, it's
the commercial.
Jamie Lee Curtis
did the commercial.
With, like, salt
and she was like, and it makes me feel great.
She's got like the Curtis.
Real
she's
creepy.
Got like the Activia like
yeah,
live
she was
cam
like,
where she goes around and like,
she was like,
is like, how are you pooping?
Question.
She was like, if you're having trouble, that's one thing, but I'm Jamie Lee Curtis and I'm going because I eat Activia.
Dude,
deep
if
question.
They had Activia when I was making
with
the poop charts.
This is so deep. This is the deepest question.
Anyway, so the point is I feel like, point to the matter is, you guys, point of the point is, I think it's just sort of, the best thing for men to know is that they need to just like accept that women are just as good of human beings
well,
as they
guys
are,
really need to understand.
And that it's not what it used to be.
I have no answer.
Well, that was
for
the question was, you know, I was trying to focus. People right. that have real professional jobs know how to remember the question.
I just think the whole thing between men and women or two people that are dating any sex, I really feel just like it's about chemistry. There's 6 billion types of people. It's very sex. Hard to talk when giggles.
Listen,
is
I'm giggling
giggling
a little.
On and Nelson. I'm trying to be serious, but it's going to happen.
It's all about chemistry.
There's just billions of types of people in the world, and any two, you know, people can come together. There's any billions of combinations, and it's all about chemistry. And it just doesn't matter what men want women to know. I mean. Actually, I've thought of something.
There we go. We got something.
When
Paula Poundstone's stepsister.
I want men to know that when we... No, I don't know how to phrase this, but when we sleep with you, it doesn't mean we want to get into a relationship. It just means we want to be...
I think many guys
sleeping
think
with you.
I think guys think
that way, too.
I want men to know that when we sleep together, it doesn't have to be a whole thing. We just want to keep sleeping with you.
Maybe. I think guys go into a sexual relationship or like with somebody and go, if I sleep with her, she's going to become a stage 5 clinger.
Totally.
Yeah, and I want guys
to
know.
What does that mean? What is
a
stage 5
like,
clinger?
You're
going to
be
say
calling
that
all the time. You're going to be like, let's hang out. Let's go on a date. I want to hold hands.
Make me dinner.
Make
me
dinner.
Make me lunch.
Make
me
lunch. Take care of my dog.
Dunch.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. All right, here's my deep question. Because
yeah.
I thought of this while we were thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jump into another subject.
This is deep.
No, yeah.
If you went on like 10 dates
with
somebody.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Hold on. 10
for
dates.
Example.
And you fall in love, head over heels in love with this person. it's finally the night you do it and you find out she's a hermaphrodite. She's got a penis and a vagina.
What are you talking about?
But you're in love with this woman. No. But she's got two sex organs. What do you do?
Or a man.
Well then she
would
man.
Do whatever you had to do because you were
like,
in love with
what, him. What do you say at that moment? Like, you are in love with this
that's
person.
At this hour, I'm going to ask question. You this, Giggles. Do you go, oh my God, I'm gay?
I was just like, what? Oh my gosh, what do I do? It's like a man and a woman, but like I really love this person.
That's rough.
You know, I'm just asking. Like, you know,
let me ask you something.
I saw this on Tyra. The
this is kind of like Saved by the Bell when like Zach.
Did
goes
you hear
out
me
say
he's going to ask you something?
What? No, I want to hear the rest of the Saved by the Bell thing. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like when Zach goes on the date.
He's just anchor it with a
Zach is on the date.
When in doubt, anchor it with a TGIF show.
Zach is on this date with this girl. He meets her at the Max. It's a blind date, and they hit it off. She's sitting down before he comes in there, and they leave. And he gets up, and she wheels out, and she's in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
And Zach Morris was like,
right, and he really
wah, wah, wah. Like the music was like, oh, Zach's got to think about something. And you're like, Zach Morris, the most popular guy at the
Bayside
High School, has to make a decision. Does he like? You know, does he stick it with the handicapped girl, or does he just?
Did you just say stick it with the
handicapped
girl? Ew. I'm just asking.
Yeah, but that's very different. He has something to think about because he just met her, and
it's
you could
a legitimate
be like,
question,
"Oh,
though.
She's in a wheelchair. I'm going to factor that into everything." We
it's
a
legitimate
time.
Question, though. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Even if
but
like
I think
on a long term thing,
dates, if you love that person, if you feel like you're in love with them, it doesn't matter. You're just going to be. You're just going to do whatever it takes. I saw.
Well, it's
kind of
like having a.
It's
kind of like having a child with like Down syndrome.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's like terrible.
That's what I'm
but you're going to love
about.
Them.
You're going to love them.
The older
you're
we get, the chance.
Was
that
our house? Our time?
Down here is our time.
No, Full House. What was the one with Corky?
Corky.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful life.
No, who's got it?
No.
Come on.
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
Ding 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 ding.
Thank you.
Oh bloody.
Oh blada. Life goes on. La 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 la.
Goes on.
Yikes.
It had a Patti LuPone. Was the mother.
Here, this is what I'm saying about great. the whole situation
up, though,
you were just talking about.
I like that people keep bringing it back.
Well,
like, let me just finish.
And what's your face and end up being anorexic in all the Lifetime movies?
Fed, what do you got?
Fed.
The daughter.
All right. So, here's the thing. You date someone, you get down in their bits, and you realize that they're hermaphrodite. But do you like that? Here's the thing: is it like I? But here
you get both.
Yeah,
well, you
get like
both.
That.
So you like it?
I'm not saying I personally like it. I'm just saying like.
But here's the thing: is I feel like I don't think that I would be turned on by that.
No, me
and
neither.
If I wasn't turned on by that sexually, then that's part of a relationship. And so if I can't be turned on by someone sexually, then it's not much of a relationship.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
That's a good point. Nice.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Well played.
Good. I think I would just want one or the other, not like both.
Yeah.
I think both.
But you never know.
Too much.
Maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do.
That's deep.
All right.
What?
That is deep.
Everyone, I want to go around the room because we got a couple minutes left in the show.
Good show.
Good show. I want to hear what's on your mind. Last talk. Last sentence. What do you got?
There's some empty Amstel lights on this table and a lot of things that have been learned. I've learned a lot about all of you and I'm glad to have been a part of it.
All right, I like it.
Thanks.
For my parting words, I'm going to read a section of Tales from the Wailing Winds.
Okay, we're going to move on to Nelson.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell my poo.
That's a good one.
Next is Andy. Federer.
Fed. You can just call him the Fed.
Fed.
The nicknames, you guys. The
or
nicknames.
A Fed.
My cover is blown. That's what she said.
It is.
That's good. That's a good one.
All right. I'm actually going to ask a question as we sign off here. When you get into a fight, when you're in a relationship, or you get in a fight with anybody, really, more so in a relationship, and there's Both of the parties think they're right, 100%. How do you solve that fight?
What I've been told.
I agree to disagree.
You just got to agree to disagree.
I've many times said, let's agree to disagree. People don't like it. Many people do not agree with that motto, but sometimes you just have to agree to disagree. You're two different humans. What are you going to do? Sometimes you just got to agree and disagree.
At how many points do you get to before it affects the relationship?
How many agreements
just
to
like
disagree?
You just start disagreeing on many more things.
Well, if you're disagreeing all the time on many things, then you no probably good. Aren't right for each other in general. But in general, every now and then, there's going to be just like some random situation that it's like we're just as humans taught to get upset about, which we didn't really even need to be in the first place. So there can be plenty of those where you can agree to disagree. It could just be some stupid matter that like we're just taught to get upset about that really has nothing to do with anyone else's opinions, but for some reason we think that we should discuss. So sometimes you just gotta agree to disagree on shit, because it's mm-hmm. like, that's the beauty of being two different people.
Or punch her.
That's yeah. the right answer.
Just punch her.
Yeah, you should just what? Abuse yes. her. Like, if she's disagreeing with you, hit
it's her.
Hit her
for making you mad.
Yeah.
Hit the
you
bitch.
Know? Hit her. Mm-hmm. Hit the bitch is what the motto of the day is.
I've heard you're supposed to just be like, who's it more important to? And just be like, if it really, really, really matters... the woman that she needs to go to like the mall and spend like $300 on getting her hair done.
You had to pick
then,
the
like,
most stereotypical like
what?
Ridiculous situation.
I'm just saying like who's it mattered to the most? Like who's
well what? That's what's
nobody?
At stake usually.
This really wasn't like a topic for argument. It was just like a statement.
But yeah, I'm going to argue with you because
what I've heard. And I like that your mic tape matches your tank top.
It totally
does.
Yeah.
I say break up with the guy.
Break up with him.
Yeah,
I'd rather be single. I would rather be single than have the headache.
I love it.
See ya.
I'd rather be right than have the headache.
Yeah, I'd rather be right.
I'm kidding.
I'd rather be right and masturbate alone.
That's true. All right. Well, I'm going to say
on those
good show.
Words.
Thank you, Ems McGee.
Plan B McGee.
Thank you, Nelson. Thank you, Sleeping Beauty Giggles. Thanks, Fed. A-Fed. For coming out for a good
A-Fed.
Show.
A-Fed.
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 It took the whole show, but we got a really
we got
good
it.
Name.
I got and it. I think everyone knows who I am.
Yep.
A-Fed, yeah.
A-Fed. A-Fed. And Giggles, you look good.
Thank you, dude. I found my plaid shorts. I was looking for these because I've been wearing the same shorts for like weeks.
We're going to go golfing
the show
a little
is
bit.
Ending. Bye.
Bye.
You guys look good.
You look really good.
It's 2010, you guys.
I think they're going to make out.
Thanks, guys.
David,
thanks
David
for Giggles. A good show. I hope you enjoyed it. You guys have fun?
I had
times,
a great time.
Good times, good times.
This was a good time.
Everybody but Sleeping Giggles. All right, we'll see you next week.
Because everyone Hargy, Hargy.